Thousands of retired men and women stand at the gates of Wuhan's Zhongshan Park. They're demonstrating against changes to their province's health insurance policy. Facing off with police, one man chanted, "Down with the reactionary government." Others sang a communist protest song, the Internationale. Starting this month, people here will receive about $25 less in medical benefits each month. That's a significant blow to those already struggling to get by. Finally, our citizens have woken up, says the man filming this video. It's the second protest to take place in Wuhan this week. Under a new pilot program, the government is diverting funds from personal accounts to subsidize a wider range of hospital treatments. This central Chinese city was the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in December 2019. In 2020, the 11 million people living here were confined to their homes under Beijing's strict zero COVID policy. Almost 3 years of mass testing and quarantine has depleted local government budgets. China is also under pressure to shore up the healthcare system for its rapidly aging population.
We have a shrinking population, active working population, that is trying to support this massive over 65 population. And local governments are heavily in debt. They have been, COVID is one part of it, but there are many other parts to it too. And so local governments are scrambling to try to understand how to sustainably move forward.
This rare show of public defiance comes months after historic nationwide protests that preceded Beijing ending its zero COVID measures. Internet censors have deleted videos like these from Chinese social media, and state media has called on people to be patient while they adapt to the new policy.
These protests are being held weeks before China's top officials gather for the most important political meeting of the year, the National People's Congress. A new leadership team will be unveiled under President Xi Jinping, and the government is under pressure to calm any public discontent over its health policies. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.